Qualcomm has been making a lot of this JV, but can you just refresh our memory before the JV was announced? Were you seeing Qualcomm in any of the competitions for any of the RF and any of the major players? I know they've been doing R360 for like 3 years now, and so I just want to get a kind of a snapshot before we lose our minds on the JV on what was going on with Qualcomm and RF before then.
I think you're absolutely right. The TDK and Qualcomm have been working closely together and fielding designs for a long time. We've competed very successfully against those designs, so there hasn't been a lot of traction in the sweet spot of what we do. There have been other RF360 components of that system in which we don't compete, where they've had success. But you know, these decades of gallium arsenide performance and driving switch technologies and multi-chip module technology and beginning to put our own high-performance filters has really given us a system-level performance that that has not been easy for competition to replicate. We know TDK very well. We've used them in the past. They're mostly SAW. They've got some limited capability in BAW. But remember, I think as your question alluded to, our customers are awarding business based purely on performance and on configurability and what it does at the system level. And we have a clear advantage at the system level over anybody. And we've not seen the combination of Qualcomm TDK to be any meaningful threat over the last 3 years.
And then back to Qualcomm, obviously they haven't, as you've talked about, they haven't had a lot of success. But they are talking about now a little bit more aggressively about gallium arsenide. So from the competitive landscape, do you think that can change anything? And on, I guess we're on that topic. Anything else from anyone in the CMOS camp? Thank you.
You know, Tim, it really is the case that there hasn't been a single successful new PA company in many, many years with PA device technology. And the merchant gas foundries are, I would estimate, at least 5 years behind what Skyworks is able to do today, state-of-the-art, at the device level. And it's been through decades of experience. So I think that the merchant gas market, the merchant gas capability, pales in comparison to the stellar device performance that companies like Skyworks and we specifically are getting. So I'm not too worried about any new gas entrant, and I'm definitely not worried about CMOS technology being able to accomplish the kind of current consumption, the kind of transmit requirements that we're seeing across our markets today. Every single time there is an advance in a different technology or with a different competitor, what we're finding is that the next generation system has increased the bar so high that it doesn't matter that improvement isn't anywhere near capable of delivering the system level performance that our customers require. You know, we're designing platforms now that are 2018. And in those platforms, boy, I tell you, it is the best of the best who are going to compete successfully, and we think we've got a unique capability there.